弟兄姊妹平安，我们今天早上又来主给我们的机会，我们在这个传道书继续在那边看下去。没看事前我们一同老大道。
And we thank the Lord for another opportunity to gather together this morning to look at the book of Ecclesiastes. So let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你把我们放在一个非常明亮的照明里，又叫我们看到地上一切的事物，什么叫做真实的虚空，什么叫做虚空的里边。
Lord, we thank you for placing us under your illumination to let us see what is real or what is a vanity.
因为在传道书里边把一个非常明显的题目摆出来。
Because in the book of Ecclesiastes, you have placed a very clear topic here.
虚空的虚空。
It's vanity of vanities.
这个是不是真实的传道书的目的呢？
But whether this is the real purpose of the book of Ecclesiastes?
不是的。
It is not.
如果我们看得清楚的话，神是用着传道书那里说出人在神面前那个不好、不合宜、不同心。
And if we are clear, we can see that God is letting us see in the book of Ecclesiastes how we are inappropriate and not in one heart with Him.
但是主的话一解开，我们就看到这个是传道书里头的特点，虚空的虚空。
But if the Lord let us see that if we see clearly, we know that this is not grasping the wind or striving after the wind.
我们感谢主，在传道书里头就给我们有一些例子。看到人的心思里的那个真实的光景。
And he let us see the real condition in man's heart.
因为读那个很清楚的一件事说，如果照着人自己的想法，人自己的倾向来去认识属灵的事，认识神的事，是不可能的。
Because he let us see that if we're using our own mind and our own ability to see God's things, it's impossible.
上一次我们聚会的末了谈到 一件事情，那就是当神要求我们这样做的时候，有许多时候我们就感觉很困惑。
And last time, at the end of our sharing, we say that if God requires us to do this, it is very puzzling for us.
因为在传道书里面所提到的事情，我们喜欢的，神觉得不大喜悦。
Because in the book of Ecclesiastes, it points out there are things that we like, but is not pleased by God.
但是感谢主。传道书里边把这些事情打开来给我们看。
But we thank the Lord, the book of Ecclesiastes opened up these things for us to see.
我们更清楚地了解到，如果我们要在神的面前脱离那个虚空的虚空。
If we want to be delivered from the vanity of vanities and striving after wind,
我们就注意到了，他又提到抓影扑风。
And he reminds us about the striving after wind and the shadows.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主上人提出了这样严肃的事情，那是指出我们要学习活在神的道中呢。我们一定要知道，在我们平常心思里头所想的， 许许多多时候都是一个人的厉害有关系。
And so we thank the Lord for reminding us of these serious matters that when we think of what we think of every day, it usually has to do with our own interests.
所以神就借着这本书上人说了一些话。
So God spoke some words through this book to us.
那就是给我们去领会不准确的地方在哪里，我们怎样来拣选那个正确的。什么时候我们找到那个正确的，我们就脱离那个虚空的杀机。
So God, let us see through this book what is in our inaccuracies. And when we see what is accurate, then we can be delivered from the vanity of vanities.
所以神在那里说了一个很严肃的话。如果你不是按照神的喜悦，而是跟随自己的喜悦的话呢，那你所劳碌的来的神不纪念。
So God, let us see that if we do according to what pleases us and not what pleases God, then what we've labored is still not pleasing to God.
但是你所做的那些劳碌呢，你得不着，但是神却把你所劳碌过来该得的呢，就留给那些心里爱主的人。
And then what you labor for, you would not reap the result, but what you have labored for, God would save them for those who love the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当这个事情成就了的时候，人就觉得那很为难啊。
So men might feel that it is troubling for them.
所以在上次提过了这个事情以后，接上来下面的就提到怎么来转上那个准确的路。
So after we mentioned about these things last time, we will turn around and see how we can turn from our error to go on the correct path.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果谁要人知道怎样要逃脱那个虚空和那个抓蝇捕蜂蚁的这一条路径。
And God let us see that if we are to escape this path of vanity and also striving after wind.
弟兄姊妹，先看见神做这样的要求是有神自己的定义在哪里。
And brothers and sisters, we have to first see that God requires us of this. It has His will in it.
神要叫人看到神的性情和他做工的方法。
God wants us to see His nature and the way He works.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他给我们看到一个很明显的，如果人只做自己喜欢，或是要只得单单在做自己认为有利的事情的话，他的路走错了。
And God let us see that if man only does what pleases him or what only things that benefits him, then he's going on the wrong path.
神就让人看到，当神提出这样的要求的同时，他也同时说出他对我们的要求不是在那里打空气的。
And God let us see that when He makes this requirement of man, He's not beating the air.
他是有安排，有引导，有吸引，因为神就把人的目标目的转去神要他们看见一切的事物都有神的安规和定规在那里。
And God has His own arrangement and guidance, and He draws us. He let us see that all these things has His will in it.
他要把人的脚步从专顾自己而转过来，按着神的心思意念来把他所该得的那一份，神不给他，就给了神心所爱的人。
And God is there to let us see that to turn around our footsteps and let us see that if we only care for ourselves, God will give what we labor for to someone else.
神就叫人看到神是怎样的一位神。
God, let us see what kind of God he is.
他对万物有一些管理。
And he is governing over all things.
他对一切的事情有一定的安排。
And he has his own arrangement over all things.
那简单的话来讲，神在整个人中间所做工呢，是有清楚的一个目的在哪里。
Simply put, when God works in man, he has a very clear purpose.
要叫人从当中学会了做一个敬畏神的人。
It is in order for man to learn to be someone who fear God.
这个人能成为谁喜悦的人呢？
And in order for this man to become someone who pleases God.
在别人看来，他没有什么了不起啊，怎么会是他能给神有这样的纪念呢？
In other men's eyes, this person may not be someone great, and they would wonder why would he be remembered by God.
神没有别个意思在那里，神就是告诉他们，一切的事情都是在神在安排，神在管理，神也在那里执行。
And God has no other meaning than to let men know that everything he is there to govern all things, and he is to exercise his will in all things.
那么因此，人真是要跟上神的脚步，他必须要学会了脱离一切的工作，那个工作的重心是以自己为定位。
So in order for man to follow God's footsteps, he has to learn to depart from having himself as the focal point.
所以神就让他们这些人要多经历一些工作上的困扰。
So God would let man experience hardships in the work.
神怎么来带领他们呢？
And how does God lead them?
神就用着各种各样的困扰的事情，要叫他们给苏醒过来，能晓得做神所喜欢的事，而不是只是停留在我个人的利益。
So it is through all kinds of troubles that God would awaken them, so they would not continue to be in a condition that they only look at their own interests.
神也引导他们在各样的劳碌的里边脱离这一个单单向着自己的好处的倾向。
So it is through all kinds of labors, God delivers them from focusing only on their own benefits.
那所以他就给那些愿意跟随主的人就不住去学一些新的功课。
So he allows for those who are willing to follow him to continue to learn new lessons.
好像借助那些功课来给他们受试验。
It is
上课知道他们自己应该敢拣选的是什么，不能再继续以往那样的路径来走，那是应该的。
So it is through these tests that God allows for them to learn these lessons so they would know what way to walk on and not just to focus on themselves.
因为神在那里说，
Because God says,
如果你们能脱离这些限制，转过来，转过来，更多的领会神喜欢什么，你们跟上去，那你们是真正的有福的。
Because God says that if you can be free from all these limitations and can walk on the path of what God likes, then you will be blessed.
神说明在人的眼光来看，他们经过许多的试验，他们就能脱离 老久的习惯，知道怎样去跟随神。
Because they, after many tests, and they would be able to be delivered from the old habits and know how to follow God.
那所以神在他做工的日子里面给我们看到的神喜悦谁，这个传道书上第二章二十六节的那里的经文。
So, God let us see these words in chapter 2:26. It says, for a man who is good in his sight.
就给谁智慧、知识和喜乐。
That he has given them wisdom, knowledge, and joy.
唯有罪人，谁使他劳苦，叫他将所受聚的、所堆积的归给神所喜悦的人。
While to the sinner, he has given the task of gathering and collecting so that he may give to one who is good in God's sight.
这也是抓影捕风，是虚空。
This too is vanity, and striving after wind is vanity of vanities.
这个是很容易把我们的心思搞乱的。
So this would easily confuse us.
神这样来做，叫他说，如果一个罪人或者说一个愚昧的人，神使他劳苦，叫他将所收聚的、所堆积的归给神所喜悦的人。
For a sinner or someone who is foolish, God would give him the task of gathering and collecting, but God would give to the one who is good in God's sight.
那在这个人自己的心思里，他觉得还是虚空。
So in this man's heart, he would still say that it is still vanity.
还是捕风。
And is striving after wind.
那弟兄姐妹，这个我们应当要很紧的抓住，里边许许多多的话，有些时候是说你所遇见的事情会抓影捕风，虚空的。
And Francis, when you grab hold of these words, so the things that you do, it could be vanity and striving after wind.
但是这个不是神所要的。
But of course, this is not what God wants.
因为他所做的一切没有一样不是脱离我得到什么好处，我得到什么利益，我有什么收获。
Because all these things that's done, it has all has to do with what I can gain, what benefits me, and what are my interests.
所以有这样心思的人，你难怪他所收取的不能归他自己，而是归给神喜悦的人。
So no wonder for this kind of people, what they gather or collect would not belong to them, but to those who are good in God's sight.
在这个人的身上来说，他的确是落在虚空里。
So for this person, he indeed is in vanity.
但是实在，他落在虚空里，是不是也影响其他的人也一样的虚空呢？
But the fact that he himself falls into vanity, does it affect others who would also fall into vanity?
不是。
It's not.
神就非常清楚地说明，他们的劳苦所收聚的、所堆积的归给神所喜悦的人。
Because God says it very clearly, all that they labor, they gather, they collect, all these will go to those who are good in God's sight.
那这样我们很清楚就看到了，你在活在以自己的好处为生活的目的 和那个工作劳碌的那一个代价的话，那错了。
So it clearly tells us if the purpose of your life is for your own benefits, for you to gather, so you're in the wrong.
那神就在那里清楚地告诉 人说他所祈求的一切我要把它归给神所喜悦的人。
So God's words tell us very clearly, all that he will accumulate, God will give them to those who is good in his sight.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
让神把这一个事实摆得清楚在我们心思里的时候。
When God places this very clearly in our hearts,
我们就晓得神特别说出这样的事情乃是为了叫神所喜悦的人去得着那些只有自己的目的做工的人他们所做成的一些的成绩。
So God especially say all these in order for those who pleases God to know that they will gain they will reap the benefits of the labor of those who live for themselves.
神这样说的时候
，When God said
this, 也同时说明了神做工的目的和方法。
And when God mentions this, he also explains the purpose and the method of how he works.
他就把那些有罪的人、愚昧人他们劳苦所做的所收取的只有神喜悦的人的享用。
And he gives the labor, the fruit of the labor of the sinners and the foolish ones to those who are good in his sight.
所以这样的带领对这在那个劳碌做工人来说的确是虚空。
So for those who labor, it is indeed vanity.
那么因此神说过了他如何来引领人你不喜悦把自己一切的所有的劳苦给别人只留给 我自己的话那么神说你看你错了。
So God says that so if you labor all for yourself and you don't want to leave anything to others and you're in the wrong.
借着这样一件事来提醒他你要转变你的心意去留意讨神的喜悦而不是只注意累积你自己的那个财富啊地位啊人所尊敬的啊都包括在里头。
So God is using this to remind them to turn around and no longer just to labor for themselves, but to pay attention to what pleases God, because at the end, all these wealth and position and honor will be in vain.
这样说呢，是有他的安排。
So God has his plan in what he says.
他要把人带回到神所喜悦的那一方面。
It is in order for him to bring man back to what pleases him.
哎，所以神说了一大堆这样的话的时候，神就指出一个事实来。
So after saying all these words, God points out one fact.
他跟人说，你们要看见神是做事是有规矩、有定规。有实在的那个安排的。
And he wants men to see when God works, he has his principles, he has his laws, he has his arrangement.
人要留意到神整个的安排。
And man needs to pay attention to the entire plan of God.
凡事都有定期。天下万物都有定时。
There's an appointed time for everything, and there's a time for every event under heaven.
这个是神的安排和神的方法。
This is God's arrangement and his method.
告诉那些只顾自己的好处的那些人。
And to tell those who only care for their own interests.
知道神的要求不是没有根据的。
And we need to know、there is a basis for God's requirement.
他把人带回到神自己的本身，神自己的地位和神自己的权柄的时候。
It is in order to bring man back to God himself, his、position and his authority.
神就让人看到天上万物都有安排，有定时在哪里的。
And God lets man see there's an appointed time for everything, and there's a time for every event under heaven.
你做出来不是在神的定义里，那你错了。
If you're doing something outside of God's will, then you're wrong.
但是你认为这个事情很合宜，因为它是神所安排的一些命定的事。
But if you're doing something that's appropriate, that's within God's will.
你跟下去，那就走到对的路上了。
And if you follow on, then you are on the right path.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我们好像说了好多这些，这一方面人所显露出来的愚昧。
It seems like we have talked a lot about、the foolishness manifested by men.
但是神自己说话了。
But then God speaks.
神是管理万有的神。
God is、the God who governs over all.
他把这一个权柄交给了他所造的人。
And he has given this authority over to the man he created.
那要叫神所定义给造出来的人呢，他们就是按着神的定义来管理，代替神管理万有。
And it's in order for the man that God has created to execute,、to govern overall for God.
所以神在这些人的当中呢，神是领着他们去注意到神是主，神是管理万有的，神拣选你们来做他的代替，让你们知道应该怎么来拣选那个准确的路。
So God guides them、to let them know that God is the God overall and that they are representing God to govern overall. They should know what is the right path to go on.
所以在神带领人在拣选准确的路的时候，他没有隐藏他所要的人该如何来接上神的安排。
So when God guides men to walk on this path, He did not hide from them in terms of how to follow Him to walk on this path.
所以好像如果你要过来拣选主的话，你就有许许多多的比较劳碌的事情，那么这些劳碌的事情你值得摆上你的哪一份吗？
And if you do not choose God, it seems like you have a lot of labor,、but are these、labors, are they worth your time?
当然有人拣选，有人不拣选。
And of course there are those who choose God and there are those who don't.
但是我们注意到他们宁愿拣选神的这个定规跟上来以后，他们就会接触许许多多忙碌的事情。
And、for those who choose God's will,、they will experience a lot of labor.
虽然是忙碌，但是是神喜悦。
And maybe they are、very busy and have much labor, but they please God.
而他们竟愿意跟随主来走，谁给他们各样的 试验考验。
And they are willing to follow God and to accept the test and the testing, the trials from God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神安排这一切的事情，然后才要求人来跟上去学习。
That God first arranged all these things and then let men to follow on and to learn.
在那里就说了。
Because the Lord says,
神拣选那些人，神也负责在那里试验他们。
Because God has chosen these people and He is responsible for testing them.
因为他在造人的时候所定规的那些意念是不能依着人的愚昧而受修改而忽略。
Because when he created man, he has his will, and this will will not be changed or adjusted because of man's foolishness.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神叫世人劳苦，要是使他们在其中受经历啊。
And I have seen the task which God has given the sons of men with which to occupy themselves.
Yeah, 这样子一来，神就把肯学习跟随主的人放在各种各样的经验里，来造成他们成为一个爱主的人，敬畏神的人。
So for those who love God, God would give them many tasks so that they would learn to be someone who loves God and to fear God.
好，他这一句话就引起一些人一些的反应。
But these words caused some response from some people.
神要叫我们受试炼。那么就像人去使那个牲畜来试验一样，那这个事是好事吗？
So God tests men just like men try to test different things and see if something tastes good.
这个就很清楚，谁给人许许说说的合他们心意的，不合他们心意的，那一些个劳碌放在他们的中间。
And God has placed many labor upon men.
那么要他们觉得自己不过像兽一样来跟随主。
So that they will realize they are just like beasts.
他们这样做是有依据的。
And there's a basis for that.
因为世人所这样的，兽也是这样遭遇，所以所有的都是一样。这个怎么死，那个也去怎么死，气势是都是一样。人不能强于兽，都是虚空。
So for the fate of the sons of men and the fate of beasts is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. Indeed, they all have the same breath and there's no advantage for man over beasts for all his vanity.
这个问题就很严肃了。
So this is a very serious matter.
因为主的话说，我是要把我的带领使他们觉得该如何来做一个对的跟随主的人。
And because God gave them guidance to let them know how to be someone who is right before God.
从外面来看，好像试验他们，使他们觉得既自己不要不过像兽一样。
And outwardly, it seems like he is testing them so that they know they are just like beasts.
啊，这是一些并不太喜悦主的人的心思。
So these are the thoughts of those who do not pleasing to God.
因为他们提出一个道理来，好像很有误，他这样的一个想法。
And because they say these things as if they have some reasons.
他怎么说呢？
And what do they say?
因为世人遭遇的，兽也遭遇。所遭遇的都是一样，这个要怎样死，那个也是怎样死，其实都是一样，人不能强于兽，都是虚空。
Because they said the fate of the sons of men and the fate of beasts is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. Indeed, they all have the same breath. And there's no advantage for man over beast, for all is vanity.
这是不是愿意跟随主的人，他们所提出的一些个主张，他说这样人跟兽完全没有区别了。
So these are the statements spoken by those who do not follow the Lord. They say there's no difference between the man and the beast.
那么既然是这样，那人就是像兽一样的受考验了。
So they say that since this is the case, then men are just like the beasts, they are all tested.
因为人与兽中间，他们都是出于尘土，也都于尘土，也归于尘土。
Because for men and beasts alike, they all came from the dust and they all returned to the dust.
这里其实很有点秘密在里边的，谁知道人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是下入地的。
And who knows that the breath of man ascends upward and the breath of beast descends downward to the earth?
这是一些不大信任神的人他们的想法。
So these are the thoughts of those who do not love God.
他只看见出于尘土，归于尘土。
All they can see is all came from the dust and all returned to the dust.
然后呢？他说谁知道？人是往上升，肺的魂是下入地的。
And then they said, who knows that the breath of man ascends upward and the breath of the beast descends downward to the earth?
弟兄们不要以为这是一个轻松的事，的确是有这样的人认为，人和兽是没有区别，因为从尘土出来都归于尘土。
And Francis, don't consider this as a light matter, because there indeed some people think there's no difference between the man and the beast, because they all came from the dust, and we all return to the dust.
哦，这是一个非常重要的地方。
This is very important.
什么人会这样想呢？
And who would think this way?
我们什么人和神中间没有什么区别。
And that there's no difference between men and beasts.
出于尘土，归于尘土。
All came from the dust, and all will return to the dust.
但是他们有没有注意到，人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是下入地狱。
But have they noticed that man's spirit will go upward and the soul of the beast will descend downward?
他们只看见外面的事实，表面的现象，没有知道兽和人中间那个最大的区别。
And they could only see the outward appearances, and they could not tell there is a biggest difference between man and the beast.
所以这个在有好些基督教的神学里头，有部分人，他们怎么会这样想呢？是他们想到人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是下入地狱。那不是又是相同的回事吗？
And some people or some Christian theologies, they claim that the spirit of man will ascend and then the soul of the beast will go into hell. And actually, there's no difference.
这是有好些神学的基础的心思看见一件事情是这样。
And this is how many Christian theologies would claim that this is how they look at things.
我们说这个想法是错了。
And we say that this is a wrong kind of thinking.
虽然 他们说在圣经里头这里面人的灵和神的灵都是一样的，都是出于尘土，也归于尘土。
And they would say that the breath of a man and the breath of the beast are the same. They would all return to dust.
但事实上，这一个事情不能乱，一乱就大问题。
But actually, we cannot confuse these things because if we confuse them, it would be very serious.
从外面来看，人和兽中间有好多表面上相似的生活的经历。
Because outwardly, in outward experiences, men and beasts have a lot of things that are similar.
但是我们不管，在原文里边是有没有真的这样的区别。我们不必管它，也不需要去管它。
And we don't have to pay attention to whether there is actually a difference there.
我们必须要注意到，人和兽是根本的两回事。
But what we need to pay attention is that man and beast, they're actually totally different.
所以弟兄姊妹，你记得，人在被造的时候跟兽被造的时候的区别在什么地方？
So, Francis, you remember, what is the difference between when man is created and when beasts are created?
弟兄姊妹，你如果留意圣经上的记录，那是在创世纪里面的。
And brothers, if you pay attention to the recording of the Bible in the book of Genesis.
神在造人的时候是把人造成一个有灵的活人。
And when God created man, he created him as a living soul.
这个和兽是完全不一样的。
And this is completely different from a beast, from animals.
但是碰到这里人说人的 有人提到神和兽都是一样，都是归于尘土，但是错了。
So what here, when man says that both men and bees are the same, they will all return to dust, and this is wrong.
就他就问到说，人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是下入地，有谁知道呢？
And they ask this question, who knows that the breath of man ascends upward and the breath of beast descends downward to the earth?
这个是不能并在一起的。
But actually, we cannot put these two together.
弟兄姊妹，你看，神造人的时候，刚才我提到了，是把造成有灵的活人。
And when God created man, he created them as living souls.
但是要确定这件事情，我们主要还要去看到新约里边怎么说这个事。
But in order to confirm this, we need to look at how it is mentioned in the New Testament.
我们首先注意到圣经里新约圣经里边所说的是怎么一回事。
And let's look at in the New Testament.What it says.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
新约里面就把这个事情弄得很清楚，所以不有难处。
It is very clear in the New Testament, so we won't have any problems with it.
神是三而一的神。
God is a triune God.
人也是灵魂体都在一个人的身上。
And man also has all spirit, soul, and body.
所以弟兄姊妹可以从新约的圣经里面看到这一个。
So brothers and sisters, you can see this from the New Testament.
因为新约的圣经是给人留意的。
Because in the New Testament, it lets us see.
人是灵魂体的。
Man has the spirit, soul, and body.
Soul 不是灵魂体的。
But for a beast, it does not have the spirit, soul, and body.
所以把这个事情弄出来了，那简直是莫名其妙。
So if we mix these two matters, it would be all confusing.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主把这个事实指明出来。
That the Lord has pointed this out.
人与兽完全不一样。
That man is totally different from a beast.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当一天来到我们认识到那个区别的时候，我们就知道了。
So when we see the difference, then we will know.
知道什么呢？
But what do we know?
兽的魂永远不会上天，都是陆地。
The soul, the breath of the beast will not ascend upward, but will descend downward.
而人的灵呢，是往上升。
But the spirit of a man will ascend.
为什么人的灵会上升，兽不能上升呢？
But why is that the spirit or the breath of a man will ascend, but not that of a beast?
这和人起初被造的时候，神的目的很有关联。
And it has to do with the purpose of God when he created man.
神造人造出来以后，神证明他是有灵的活人。
And when God created man, he said that he is a living soul.
Soul 没有一处记录他们能有灵的那个作为，魂的动作兽也有，人当然也有，但是人能上到天上，而兽却没有这个权利。
And the beasts do not have the spirit, so they have a soul. So when man can ascend upward, then beasts cannot ascend upward.
所以我们留意到这个人与兽的那个区别，不能混乱的。
So we cannot confuse the differences between a man and a beast.
神要在这个事情是弄清楚。
And we need to be very clear on this matter.
Soul 永远不能往上升。
The bees can never ascend upward.
人上升，那上升到哪里？
So when it says man ascends, where does man ascend to?
到天上。
It is to the heaven.
到天上哪里去？
And where in heaven will they go?
我们按照新约圣经所给我们留意到的呢，是上升到天上，基督的台前。
And according to the Bible, it tells us that we will ascend to the heaven to before the judgment seat of Christ.
说上到基督台前干什么呢？
So what are we doing before the judgment seat of Christ?
这又叫我们看到神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永远安置在世人的心里。然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透。
And the Bible let us see that he has made everything appropriate in his time. He has also set eternity in their heart, yet so men will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
新约的那个记录完全把这个问题打破了。
The recording of the New Testament has completely solved this or answered this question.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主在今天给我们说了好些话，总是叫我们注意到，你要做一个神所美好的人，因为神所美好的人是永远得神纪念和得祝福的。
And God has spoken all these words today to let us know that we need to be someone who is good in God's sight, because someone who is good in God's sight will be remembered and blessed by God.
神从起初就已经肯定了一个作为。
From the very beginning.
为什么不能参透呢？
From the very beginning, God has set out to do a work, but man cannot find out. And why is that?
因为人是泥土出来，但是被造的时候，神的灵进到人里面，就叫人成为有灵的活人。
And because when God created man, his spirit has entered into man, and man has become a living soul.
那因此人就有各样的遭遇，是受完全不能连接在一起。
So that's why man has all kinds of experiences that is, that are totally different from what
the beast.
And the beast cannot ascend upward.
他们到天上也没有地方给他们停留。
Because even if they are sent to heaven, there's no place for them to stay.
但是属神的人，神是心所爱的人，是被神接到天上，接到天上什么地方呢？
But those who are loved by God, they would be received by God in heaven. And where in heaven?
那是基督台前的审判。
Which is the before the judgment seat of Christ.
那这个是以后的事情。
And this would happen later on.
但是在传道书里头就把这一个这个那么重要的事情隐藏着在这一三章十一节这一段话里。
So all these are hidden in chapter 3 verse 11.
那因此也就带出了传道书里头一个信息。
And it brings forth the message in the book of Ecclesiastes.
在传道书里头，我信主的人是有条件到天上。
And it tells us those who believe in God would be qualified to go into heaven.
其他的事物就不能到天上。
But other things cannot ascend to heaven.
神这样的安排，我们不知道神为什么这样做。
And we do not understand why God would work this way.
但是我们从神造人的那个时候的事情就可以完全的明白这个事情的前后。
But from how God created man, then we can understand everything surrounding this topic.
好，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天我只能和弟兄姊妹们掺掺杂杂的提那么一大堆。
And today I can only mention all these in this way to brothers and sisters.
但是一来到传道书里边，你就看到传道书是不是只是在那里肯定那个空虚的空虚，抓抓影捕风。
But is the book of Ecclesiastes just to emphasize vanity of vanities and striving after wind?
表面是。
On the surface, it is.
实际是要把虚空与虚空的念的意念从人从跟随主的人的身心思里把它拿掉。
But in reality, it is to remove this mindset of vanity of vanities from man's heart.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主把传道书给我们，你不摸到神的心意，你就说是啊是啊，虚空的生活啊。
And when God gives us this book of Ecclesiastes, if we do not touch upon God's will, we'll say, yes, our life is vanity of vanities.
如果你亲自的领会到属天的事的时候，你就知道人永远在神的面前是与神联合的。So,就没有这个条件。我们
接触。And we touch upon heavenly matters and we understand man is united with God, but the beasts cannot. So we thank the Lord.
今天我就到交通到这里。
I will end my sharing here today.
以后我们再继续看一部分的事情。
And then we will continue on in the future.
我们在祷告。
Let's pray.
说我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你总是把你的心意释放出来，叫我们看到真实跟随主是怎么一回事。
You always open up your will to us and let us see what matter it is to follow the Lord.
我们不会成为神所弃绝的人。
And we will not become those who are forsaken by God.
因为我们是爱慕主、仰望主的人。
Because we are those who love the Lord and look to the Lord.
你应许说，活在你里面的人永远不会失去平安 和喜乐。
And because you have promised those who live within you will never lose their peace and joy.
并且等候那一天我们一同被提到天上与主相遇。
And that we are awaiting for that day that we will be raptured into the air and to meet our Lord.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。Amen.
Amen.
May you listen to our prayers. Amen.
感谢主，我们这些属神的儿女，我们不是活在虚空的里面，乃是一群有指望的人。
We thank the Lord that the children of the Lord are not living in vanities, but we have this hope.
因为神已经把永远放在我们的里面。
Because God has placed eternity within us.
但愿我们有一个敬畏他的心，我们活在他的喜悦的里面。
And may we have a heart to fear him and live to please him.
叫我们配得神造人的那个心意。
That we are worthy of the will of when God created man.
如果主愿意，下个星期六10点钟王弟兄会继续交通传道书。
And if the Lord is willing, next Saturday, 10 o'clock, our brother Wong will continue to share on the book of Ecclesiastes.
盼望弟兄姊妹为我们的弟兄的身体在主面前求恩典。
We ask the brothers and sisters to ask for God's grace for our brother's health.
我们如果你们愿意可以把你的事项打